Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
And it's John Cook here with you until six. Now, earlier this year, the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission published research showing that over the past decade, €58 million allocated for traveller accommodation went unspent by local authorities. While many travellers now live in houses, others retain caravans or trailers. But one sight that's increasingly rare is the traditional painted barrel wagon, which today is more likely to be for the benefit of tourists or Airbnb guests than travellers. And that's something that upsets and at times offends travelling people, as we'll hear in just a moment. Martin Bean's ward set out to find the last of the wagon dwellers and to explore the role of the wagon in traveller culture.
I've always been fascinated with the wonderful wagons from my community. The barrel top wagons painted in bright colours, usually red and green. Unfortunately, we don't get to see many of those traditional wagons on the road nowadays. The ones we do see tend to be operated by tourist industries and companies. I started to research whether or not there are many travellers still travelling in the traditional way, or whether or not there are travellers still living in barrel top wagons. I met up with Max Casey, a traveller activist from Limerick, and I asked her if she knew anybody. And straight away she pointed me to Nellie and Willie Riley, living in Cashel in an unofficial site. They have never lived in a house.
My name is Max Casey and I'm an activist. So I'm here right now in Cashel and I'm outside a wagon. I was actually born and bred in a wagon myself. And, you know, we're the indigenous people of this land. Unfortunately, what you'll see now is the remaining couple here are the only people that have kept their lifestyle in terms of a wagon, because it's very close to spiritual and culturally for them. So Nellie, as long as I know you now, and I must know you 20 odd years,
yeah.
And I'm always fascinated that you always stayed in Dáil Wagon.
Ash, I love Dáil Wagon.
Will you tell me a bit about Dáil Wagon and what it means to you, please?
Well, it means a lot to me, man, because I was reared in one. And it means more because my father used to build them. And he built them over here. That's down here. So it's kind of a tradition thing to us. We love the wagons.
What kind of comfort is in the wagon now?
Oh, comfortable now, Meg. A lot comfortable and it's well in the winter time. Warmer, drier. See, these don't spit now. It's well out. But they're kind of grand in the winter time, they're warm and.
Is it a close connection to your soul?
It is, it is.
Tell us a bit about
even
that.
Even to the family, not the family love it. Yeah. Although the houses and things, then, they still love this.
Do you think they're not happy in them houses? Would you think they'd prefer wagons if they had a wagon?
Mate, I don't know, because the mall team's up here, they're mad about this.
So it's very interesting that you say that. Like, you have a big family, and they still admire the wagon, love the wagon.
They love the wagon, yeah.
And you must have about 100 grandchildren.
Or more.
And they never leave here.
No, they're always here. And the children's made of it.
Do you feel disappointed that travellers have lost the tradition?
The culture, I do.
Tell us a bit about that, Nellie.
It is said in one way, because one time you see all travellers together, wagons, horses. You won't see them no more. You won't see one of these now or anyone living in it. We're the only ones.
But you reared a big family in that wagon.
I reared 8 sons, 3 daughters in a wagon.
Did you know?
A smaller one than this. Right?
I suppose as a traveller woman, it really, really annoys me that you actually pay now to go into tourist industries to look at a way of life that was our way of life in terms of wagons and, you know, you have horses and carts, you know, where settled people pay. And to go into, and even travellers now are even paying to go in to look at their own traditional way of living. You know, and they talk about multiculturalism, but you know, in Irish society, what they did to their own indigenous people was despicable. Because as we spoke earlier on, Nellie and myself, the reason, you know, travellers had a purpose to live, that was work. Moving from place to place was work. Hunting off the land was a reason that we sought food. You know, Geoghegan, Hawken, they were our work. So they took that away. They said that they were integrating us and assimilating us to be settled people when they'd done a huge amount of damage and never ever put alternatives to work with us to hear what we wanted as a community rather than a settled message. And usually the settled message came across, oh, we'll assimilate ye, we'll integrate ye, without even real consultation. And they didn't do that.
As one of the last travellers to still live in a wagon, how do you feel when you see settled people freely going up the road in wagons and taking our culture and never being stopped by the guards? How does that make you feel?
I feel very bad about it, to be honest, because that was our life. So someone else has taken our life, taken our culture from us. Look at it that was said.
I think for them to make a tourist industry, Martin, out of our culture is despicable. They're hypocrites because they call us dirty, lazy, our IQ is low, and then to turn around and steal every enterprise that we actually ever had as a community and even use our way of life, our traditional way of life, and make a business out of it. I mean, what kind of a message do that send to our young people? We're proud, dignified travellers, and we remain proud and dignified. And there's no one or nothing going to take that away from us. I would send a powerful message out to our community right now. Be proud and be dignified of the people that ye are. Hold on to every tradition that you possibly can and embrace your culture and traditions.
And live with it and keep it up.
Go on, Ornelli.
Now, powerful words there from Nelly and from Mags in Martin Bean's wards report there from Cashel in County Tipperary. Back shortly when we find out how cancer patients are being chased by debt collectors.